Good morning. Today we are continuing in our discussion of the prohibition of walking in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei, in particular within four amos, in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. And our fundamental question today is, does the same halacha apply to somebody who finishes his Shmona Esrei and somebody is in back of him who is continuing to daven the Shmona Esrei? So A, in front, wants to back into the airspace of B in back of him. Does the same halacha apply, that is effectively walking in front of somebody davening his Shmona Esrei? Or is this different because you are finishing your Shmona Esrei, you're allowed to back up? So in fact, we've seen one Gemara that told us that the same halacha applies. Rav was davening Shmona Esrei in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Rav finished his Shmona Esrei, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was continuing to say his own Shmona Esrei. And we said in that Gemara and Brachos that Rav, in fact, stood at his place, and he did not back up. He did not take his three steps back after his Shmona Esrei until Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba finished his Shmona Esrei in back of Rav. And we learned from that this halacha, that you cannot walk in front of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei, applies also to backing up into somebody who is continuing to daven Shmona Esrei. And in fact, we learn the same thing from a Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, that we see there that Rav Kahana was davening an elongated Shmona Esrei, and Rabbi Chia was required to stand in front of him. He did not back up. He simply stood there, and apparently it was a very long Shmona Esrei that Rav Kahana was davening. And nonetheless, we see that Rabbi Chia was strict to just stand on his place and not back up into the four amos of Rav Kahana. And in fact, that is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Dim Hishlim Tfilah. So somebody, we'll call him A, standing in front, finished the Shmona Esrei, and there's somebody B who is continuing to daven Shmona Esrei in back of him. Asur Lipsoa Gimel Psios, it's prohibited to back up, take your three steps back until B in back finishes his Shmona Esrei. And then the operative words for us, Sheim Yaseze, if A would back up three steps, Harehu Keover Keneged HaMizbalo, he is effectively doing the same thing. He is passing in front of somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei. So we see here that the Shulchan Aruch is equating to the two. Our fundamental prohibition is walking within four amots in front of somebody davening a Shmona Esrei and backing up into someone after your Shmona Esrei, taking your three steps back, has the same effect. That is walking in front of somebody saying Shmona Esrei. And now the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'tzarech l'daktek b'zeh. We have to be very strict about this. Afilu ima achron hishil yispala achron. Even if B started his Shmona Esrei after A, nonetheless, because he is now davening a Shmona Esrei, A is not permitted to back into the four amos, to be in that area in front of B until B finishes his Shmona Esrei. Now, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this, and he explains that this is actually a little bit broader, maybe, that we may think. He says this applies whether A is initially within four amos of B. In other words, A was saying his Shmona Esrei within four amos of B. Obviously, you cannot take your three steps back, but even if he is outside of four amos, if he would take three steps into the four amos in front of B, meaning right now A is outside of the four amos, but he's got to take three steps back that will enter him into the four amos in front of B, that too is a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'im eino achrav mamish. If B is not directly in back of A, rak meruchak litzdadim, but he is in back on the side of A, so not directly in back of A, but in back of A, but on the side of A, there, in that situation, nira deshari le'aliyahu rabba, there the Mishnah Berurah says that apparently it is permitted based on the Eliyahu rabba. We saw the other day a very significant machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu rabba. What does that mean, walking within four amos in front of somebody davening Shmona Esrei? And the Eliyahu rabba was lenient, saying that the fundamental problem is walking directly in front of somebody davening Shmona Esrei, but on the sides of the person. Even if it's in front of the person, but it's not directly in front of the person, that would be permitted. And we saw there the Magen Avraham was machmir. It's apparently, he would say that everything within the peripheral vision of the person who is davening Shmona Esrei is problematic, even if you're not walking directly in front of him, but on the sides of him, but it's still in front of him, almost 180 degrees in front of him, that would be problematic. So here we have the Mishnah Berurah saying that according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, backing up into somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, but you're not backing directly in front of him, you're on the side of him, even though you're in front of him, that would be permitted according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. Nonetheless, the Eish El Havram is even more lenient. He says that even the Magen Avraham, who is strict about walking in front of somebody or on the sides of somebody, if they're more in front of him, when it comes to passing by somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei, here the Eish El Havram B'Tosh says that's where the Magen Avraham was machmir, that if you're walking in somebody's peripheral vision, that would be problematic. But when it comes to backing up, when you have finished your Shemoneh Esrei, he says even here the Magen Avraham would be lenient, that as long as you're not right in front of the person, but you're in front on the side of the person, even the Magen Avraham, and certainly the Eliyahu Rabbah, would be lenient in this situation. Have a wonderful day.